You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek's been featured in Kiplinger and together with Keith, co-authored Victory, Winning in Health, Wealth, and Success. They've been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal, but they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. You can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matt Peck. And today, every single week, we try to bring a different flavor to the show and talk to different folks. And everyone's in a different situation. So some people listening might be, 35 years old and working and have young kids and building up their net worth. And some of you listening might be 65, about to retire. You've gone through your heavy earning years, and you've saved the majority of your money that you're going to have for the rest of your life. So we know there's all different folks listening, but this topic, this week's segment, we've been getting a lot of questions lately from folks in the higher net worth market. And when I say high net worth, it's really defined by someone who makes $200,000 or more and or has $1 million or more of investable assets. So whether you fit that mold or whether you don't, we're going to share with you some of the strategies that are involved because there's different planning at that level. So we're going to share with you the top five things that we see for some of our clients that have a high net worth that we want to make sure we pass on, because a lot of folks listening right now have what would be considered a high net worth, yet you're not taking advantage of a lot of things that you could be taking advantage of in your situation. And how do we know this? Because folks like yourself come in here every day. We look at them, hey, I have $1.5, $2 million, $3 million. And I say, okay, well, what have you done in this strategy or that strategy? And they look at me like I have 10 heads because their advisor has never brought it up to them before. So I think it's an important topic to share that we're going to get into on today's show. But before I do, like I said, I'm Derek. I'm here with Keith and Matt. I should probably introduce us more, even though we've been doing this for 10 years. But everyone's probably just here, knows the voice more than the names. But Matt, how's everything with you?
Oh, very good. Just wanted to give a nice shout out to my daughter. She had her first communion last week, I think. So yeah, it's a nice sort of ceremony, and it was there at St. Anne's. And so she was all dressed up, and it was just, she was all excited about it. Walking down the aisle. You kind of like walk down the aisle for your first time, sort of all dressed up in the white veil and everything else like that. But the funnier thing happened, though, later on, or before, she was taking a picture. And so when my daughter, when my wife was taking a picture of her, here she is all dressed up in a room, and then over her right shoulder is like a stormtrooper.
Oh my gosh. What I mean?
So it's like, here's like this like silly picture, like just sort of a sticker, and then you hear this like nicely pious little, little girl all dressed up with a stormtrooper over her right shoulder.
That's awesome. And Keith, how about yourself?
Good. I don't know if you guys experienced this, but my sons both started playing flag football.
All right. Yeah.
So it's my wife and I are sitting there watching, and it's just hysterical. It's like, I was like, more, it's like a crumb to, the football's like crumbs, and then like the kids are like ants.
Yeah.
And they attack that crumb, and they all kind of go together, and it's just
soccer's
the funniest thing to me.
Yeah.
So there was one pass attempted incomplete, but other than that, it was kids just bulldozing over other kids. So much for flag football, they were just basically tackling each other anyways. But it's a lot of fun to watch. They're actually starting to learn a little bit about football, which is pretty cool. So
nice. Yeah,
it's scary, where a lot of folks listening can probably relate to us, where when you see the time just that goes by, and like you try to, I feel like everyone, when you're a parent, you always have certain regrets. Mm-hmm. Meaning like, I have two boys, 10 and 8, and you even now, I'm like, I don't really do much, as you know. I don't drink. I don't do any like outside. Like I'm social, but I like to sit home on a Saturday night and watch the Red Sox with my kids instead of going. My wife's a little more social than me. But at the end of the day, you always kind of guess, hey, did I spend enough time? Did we read
enough? Absolutely.
Did we read enough books to them? Did I coach enough of their games? Did I miss one game that I shouldn't have? All that. And I think it's a natural thing as parents. And you realize you only have like basically 18 years with them. And our kids now, sometimes on a day, things are going hectic, and my son will come and give me a hug, and I'm like, give him a hug, and I move on. But you realize how precious that time is that you have, and I'm doing a better job, but just natural instinct, you kind of get nervous, like, am I doing the right thing? Am I spending enough time? Because my 10-year-old, in three more years, he's going to be a teenager, and he's not going to want to do that anymore.
He's going to be driving, you know, basically. And that's like, and not to by no means equate kind of, you know, financial planning with raising kids, because I think that, you know, the regrets there are more lifelong. But it is a similar situation in the sense that, you know, you have 20 years, let's say, you know, at least 20 years to save and to put money away in 401ks and Roth IRAs and IRAs. And so, you know, the decisions that you make now, whether you are sort of approaching retirement, are so important because you don't want to regret them afterwards.
Exactly.
You say, like, you know, as mentioned about, like, oh, I could have coached that game. It's like, oh, if I put, you know, $5,000 back in, you know, whatever, 10 years ago, what that would have been now. And you can't recapture that. You know, you can't recapture the time, nor can you recapture the times that the effect that it has on your savings and on your future lifestyle.
Well, there's someone listening right now that's driving around or at home, whatever they're doing, and they're for years they've been saying, I just have to make that appointment with that financial planner to get my affairs in order, make sure my risk isn't too high, make sure I have enough income. And the same thing, as you said, Matt, it's raising, like, raising a family is a lot more important than finances. But if you're looking to have a great retirement, you need to take time before things happen, before the market recycles backwards, make sure, you know, while there are tax opportunities available between now and the next few years to take advantage of, the time now isn't to wait to do this. The time is to make sure you have it, because if you make a mistake, or if a mistake is making on your behalf close to retirement or early on in retirement, and you didn't take time to build a plan, that's where the dangers come in.
And it's just scary, because the fact that, you know, it's about the whole mistake aspect. I mean, and so, you know, later on we'll be talking about, you know, different strategies that you can use. And it's just, it's great because, you know, no matter where you are on that spectrum, whether you're just beginning to look at retirement to say, okay, what can I do now to protect myself and to set myself up in 20, 30 years, or whether you're 3 years away from retirement. I mean, you, even though you might not be able to get that, you know, be able to recoach that game or read that last book to them, there are still steps that you can take, and it's better late than never.
Correct.
But at the same time, I mean, you know, there are these opportunities that we all lose if we aren't sort of keep our eye on the ball, stay focused, or at least have someone that's helping you stay focused, so you can actually spend time coaching
exactly.
your kid or grandkid at that point. And so you have someone that's looking after everything, so you're not missing those opportunities.
Yeah, and I mean, you think about, like, procrastination is a real thing. People don't, you know, as much as I, you know, we talk about our company, we have almost a 30-person staff here, we don't do it alone. But that's, you know, for folks listening, as much as we like ourselves, they probably don't want to come in and sit down with us for an hour. It's maybe boring, or it's, you know, a drive or whatever the case may be. But it's something that's so important. You think about your entire life that you've saved up this money, even just something like the market. Let's say the market had a big 30% turndown and you lost 30% of your portfolio. That's a third of your entire working career gone by not planning properly. So number one, you want to make sure you have a plan that regardless of what the market does, you're going to be okay. And number two, beyond just that, you want to make sure your plan goes much further beyond just investments. Because as we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about the five important areas from tax planning, investment planning. If you're a higher net worth investor, meaning you have $1 million or more invested, and or you make more than $200,000 a year, there's some strategies. And maybe if you're not in that mold, there's some strategies that we want to share with you that you might be able to take advantage of that I'd recommend getting done sooner rather than later. So while you have time, take us up on the offer. Come in for a cup of coffee, for a visit. It's pretty easy going. We've been doing this since 2003, so it's a low pressure, no pressure situation. When you come in, we'll sit down with one of the members here at SHP Financial, and we'll begin walking you through your retirement roadmap. So the number to call to book the meeting is 800-227-7777. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree, for whatever is more convenient for you. Again, call 800-227-7777. You can also go to our website and book a visit with us right online at shpfinancial.com. Up next, we're going to start talking about some of these strategies that you're going to want to consider if you're close to retiring, to potentially reduce taxes and help transfer wealth, and a bunch of other areas we're going to discuss on today's show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
When you're building a home, you need more than just four walls. You need a roof. You need a foundation. Without these things, your home would be incomplete. The same can be said for your retirement planning. Hi, this is Keith Ellis, co-founder of SHP Financial. If your financial advisor is only looking at your investment portfolio, it's like having a house with no roof. At SHP Financial, when we create our customized retirement roadmap plans for our clients, managing their investments is only one part of the process. We include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, and healthcare and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777, or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777.
Today's retirees are faced with many challenges, such as figuring out how to best protect your nest egg from market volatility, inflation, and taxation. The financial waters can be tough to navigate. That's why SHP Financial is inviting you to join their team for a complimentary educational dinner event on Thursday, May 23rd at 6 p.m. at Davio's Northern Italian Steakhouse in Linfield. Call 800-227-7777 now to register. Certified financial planner Matthew Peck, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis are longtime hosts of the Retirement Roadmap radio show, and they are dedicated to helping you address all of your retirement concerns. If you're at or near retirement age, you don't want to miss their special educational dinner event on Thursday, May 23rd at Davio's in Linfield. Seating is limited, so call now to register. 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777, or register online at shpworkshops.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So this show, we're talking about some strategies for folks that are in the higher net worth, meaning you've saved up $1 million or more, or you're earning over $200,000 per year, some sort of combination of one or the other or both. And we understand this, you know, some weeks we do shows that are more geared to different investors, but this is just the topic of this week's show, as we've been getting a lot of questions for higher net worth investors. And the reason we do what we do is our whole retirement roadmap process is designed to give our clients more value. And what I mean by that is when you have a normal relationship that we've seen time and time again with many advisors and clients, the normal relationship is you have an advisor, you sit down with them once or twice a year, him or her, and you go through your portfolio and you make some adjustments and you rebalance and you talk about how much money you've made or lost, which hopefully everyone's made a ton the last 10 years with the market on a bull run. And that's the end of it. And you say, oh, I have a good advisor because he or she's made me a lot of money. Well, let's be fair, the market has gone up for 10 years in a row. And I'm not saying you don't have a good advisor. I'm just saying that it'd be hard to lose money over the last 10 years. But that's just, to me, that's where a lot of folks stop. It's like, my job is to manage your money, and that's the end of it. True financial planning, and what we do here at SHP Financial as part of our roadmap process, we do manage our clients' money. But beyond that, we figure out strategies for generating income for as long as you're alive is the goal. We strategize on when to take Social Security. Do you take a pension lump sum or do you take it as an income stream? What about healthcare and the cost of long-term care, Medicare? What about taxes? Are there ways to reduce taxes for you and the next generation? And then are there ways in the estate planning world? How do we set up an estate plan that makes sure that you're leaving the assets you want to the folks you care most about, whether it's charity, whether it's a grandchildren, children, whatever it may be. And so this segment's more, we're going through five important areas today of strategies that you should really consider if you're in that higher net worth mold. And the first one we're going to talk about is with an estate planning. And we should have had Keith McManus on for this segment because it is on his side of the world over there. But in reality, there are some strategies for a lot of our clients that are listening when it comes to what their goals are. And if your goal is to leave money to a charity and potentially reduce taxes, or maybe some sort of combination of leaving some to a charity, some to children, and reduce taxes at the same time, there may be some ways to do that. So the two ones that we typically see are charitable lead trusts and charitable remainder trusts. So don't think at the end, we're going to give you some brief ideas on what these look like. Don't think we don't want to go too, we're going to go high level. The idea for this concept is just for you to understand that there may be other strategies out there that you're not familiar with that could enhance your situation. So Keith, give us a basic idea of what these type of trusts do, what the goal of it is.
Yeah, I mean, a charitable lead trust is a type of irrevocable trust. So that means it can't be changed. It's set in stone, basically. And it's designed to help to reduce the beneficiary's tax liability.
Yep.
How it works is it works by donating the funds out of the trust to a charity until the balance is paid out. This then reduces the taxes the beneficiary owes and gives them the opportunity to claim an income tax deduction for charitable donations on savings, estate tax, and gift tax. So that's typically how it works. And it's set up during, you know, when people are doing estate planning, when folks come in and we see them want to, you know, be in a charitable state. This is one of the trusts that we're bringing, you know, maybe attorney Keith McManus or attorney Matt Carr on the North Shore in to help discuss to identify if this is the right path for them to go.
Well, because really where a lot of it boils down to too, guys, is when do people want to get the deduction for their charitable contribution?
Correct.
You know, I mean, because think of it this way too. I mean, you can obviously contribute to your charity right now while living, but there's certain limits as to how much of a write-off that you get based on your AGI and based on all those other things. So a lot of people want to get more charitable deductions or, you know, gift to charity during their lifetime, but it's like, well, how much, you know, if I'm limited by, you know, by AGI and other things, how much can I actually contribute and still get a tax deduction, but now I get to, you know, enjoy it.
Correct.
You know, so you have to do some of these more sort of complex estate planning techniques in order to sort of thread that needle of getting income tax deductions based on your charitable donations, but during your lifetime, which is a nice combination of those two, plus you actually get to see the funds go to work. Correct. During it rather than afterwards.
Well, In next segment, Matt, I'm going to talk about Mike and Sandy, who came in, and how they had about $3 million saved, yet their advisor was just talking about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there were so many other additional features like we're talking about now that they weren't even focused on, but they're more important than the stocks and bonds and mutual funds.
Absolutely. I mean, I love that whole process of kind of walking through a situation for the client where it's like, okay, all
right. What are your goals?
Yeah, what are your goals? And it's like, suddenly like, okay, income's all set. All right, let me check. Okay, investments are now all set. And it's like, okay, well, guess what, guys? Based on our projections, you're going to have $5, $7, $10 million left over later on. And then, as you were saying, Derek, it's like, what are your goals? Are your goals, do you want to maximize as much as you can to your kids? Well, that's fine. But a lot of people don't have children. You know, I met a great family from Milton the other day that had, you know, they've worked hard. They're, you know, very motivated, very charitably inclined. And, you know, they weren't fortunate enough to have children. And so they, you know, I'm kind of walking them through that because it's like, guess what, guys? You're fine. You can live until you're 110 years old and you're not going to outlive your assets. But who stands to inherit it? Is it nieces? Is it nephews? Or is it your church? Is it a charity? Is it the Red Cross? I mean, that's the other part too. Sorry to kind of, you know, get on a soapbox here.
Keep
but
rolling.
It's just more the idea of, and you guys, I'm sure, will agree. It's like there are so many worthy causes that are out there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how anyone picks, okay, you know, I want it just to be the Alzheimer's Association or Red Cross or Doctors Without Borders or, you know, college or a scholarship. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. But that's what I just love is, okay, once you have your goals established, now we're going to have X amount left over for the next generation and or charities. And what's most important to you at this point?
Well, like you said, sometimes there's IRAs that are all pre-tax that folks want to lessen the burden on for and help with charities. Sometimes there's appreciated stock and yep. non-qualified that they want to transfer. There's all different ways. And we're not. If you're listening, the concept isn't to say, all right, I want to do a charitable remainder trust.
Yeah, right.
Maybe it is, but the point that we're making here is whatever you're doing right now in your own plan, do you feel like you're checking off all the boxes, as Matt said? So with our retirement roadmap process, it's like income. Is your income all set? Do we max out your Social Security? Do you have enough to last the rest of your life? Once that's complete, check, done. Investments, are you invested according to your risk tolerance? Do you know how much approximately you can make or earn in a good and bad year? And are you okay? Are you going to be okay? Is it set up so that if the market does cycle down, you're going to be fine? Once that's set, check. Now, a lot of folks listening, that's the end of the check marks. Investments and income, that's where most advisors focus. We want to keep checking off the boxes. So we look at healthcare. You know, what's your Medicare strategy? When are you going to retire? Do you need long-term care? Check. How about taxes? Can we reduce taxes now? We have a window right now, folks, between 2025. We think taxes are going to be lower than they will after. We're going to do everything we can for our clients to reduce taxes. Once that's done, check. And then estate planning. Maybe you don't need a charitable remainder trust. Maybe you just need a basic will or a trust. Once that's done, check. So the point is, a lot of folks listening might have one or two checked off, but if you're looking at, this is your retirement, you get one chance at it, do you have all five boxes checked off? If you're not sure, you want a second opinion or maybe a first, give us a call. This is what we've been doing. We opened our doors in 2003. We'd love to help you, but we can't do anything until you pick up the phone and give us a call at 800-227-7777. When you call and book that meeting, we're going to send you a copy of our book that we wrote, The Retirement Roadmap, at no charge, 800-227-7777. Or you can book a consultation right online at shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to continue step number two for some high net worth investors and talk about some important tax strategies. Nope, you don't want to wait for these. You're going to want to get ahead of these sooner rather than later. We're in a tight window. We'll discuss why right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
If you've recently had a change with employment or an employer or company ownership, your current 401k or pension plan could be affected. The professionals at SHP Financial can help guide you through these changes with your company savings and retirement plans. Call them today at 800-227-7777 to take control of your company's retirement plan. The number again is 800-227-7777. Changes within your current status could affect the fees you pay, have significant tax burdens, and save you money. Their team will design investment strategies to help protect and grow what you've saved in your corporate plan. If you're not 100% sure what your options are, call 800-227-7777 today. You work too hard to not know your options, your fees, and if you're maxing out the benefits. So call SHP Financial right now for a complimentary review. It only takes about an hour, but could add years to your retirement income. Call 800-227-7777 or visit shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So this is our SHP story segment, and what we try to do here is share some stories that you might be able to relate to that we have encountered in our own walk of life at SHP Financial. Now, these are hypothetical stories, and every situation is going to be different for everyone listening, but I want to introduce you to Mike and Sandy. So Mike and Sandy came in the last year, and they came in from the radio program. They had listened to us for a while, and when he came into the office, he came in the first time. They both came in for the second meeting. And we sat down, and Mike says, you know, he's like, listen, I heard your radio show, and you talked a lot about the importance of planning. And I said, what do you mean by that? And I said, because I asked him what his goal of the meeting was for the first meeting. He said, you talked a lot about planning in terms of the importance of planning over investments. He said, let me tell you, this is Mike talking, about my situation. He's been with the same advisor for about 9 years now, and I have no complaints. He's like, I've made a ton of money, but I'm not naive enough to know. I know that the market has also done really well the last 9 years. I understand, you know, I'm making money, my advisor's doing a good job, but I also know the market's been up for this amount of time. He goes, here's my problem. He's like, you know, Sandy and I have worked hard. You know, we just retired in the last couple of years, working part-time, but we've saved up over $3 million. They were hard workers. They didn't inherit money. They were good savers. One of their regrets, they actually told me, believe it or not, was that they wish they had the ability to go back in time and do more with their children, like do more trips, because they said they were so focused on saving and having enough down the road. Now they have plenty enough, but they didn't know at the time when they were working, you know what I mean? They wanted to make sure they had enough at that point to get to retirement. Now they're there and they're doing fine. So I said, hey, you can't really have regrets about that. You didn't know how much you were going to need and how much you were going to save at that point. So anyways, his main concern is, he said, listen, I've saved up $3 million. We don't need income. We have pension. We have Social Security. We're fine. He's like, but again, when I meet with my advisor on a semi-annual basis, we usually do a couple of meetings and maybe golfing once a year, whatever. He's like, we talk about the stock market. He's like, and it's important. Anyone who I'm working with, I want them to manage my money. But that's where the conversation ends. And he's like, I want to know if there's anything I can do differently. Just been listening to our show for a while that you talk about in other areas like tax planning, estate planning, healthcare planning. And so the bottom line is, I'm not going to go too deep into this situation, but as we went through the different planning process and the whole procedure, the fees to work with us were going to be the same. It was not going to be any more or any less expensive than what he was already paying, which wasn't a high amount, to be honest with you. The difference is he had the ability where he was before, where he's just getting investment advice. And so by implementing some tax strategies, which is tip number 2 and 3, if you will, of our process that we're talking about today, there's a lot of folks listening right now that aren't doing anything from a tax planning arena. And for him and someone like Mike and Sandy and a lot of folks listening, that was the number one thing they should be focusing on, yet their advisor didn't even talk about it. So and they had enough money to get by the rest of their life. So they were looking at two things. How can we reduce taxes for us? And how can we reduce taxes when we leave it behind to the kids? And so we projected out their estate. Let's say they live to be 90, their estate was going to be worth about $7 million. But with all the taxes and everything and IRAs, they were going to have a net estate of about $5.5 million, which, trust me, their children, I said, even if we did nothing, you're going to be fine. You know, mm-hmm. Your children are going to be fine. I said, but if we do this, that, and the other, you know, when it comes to advanced tax planning, especially for someone that has net worth like they did, instead of the kids getting $5.5 million, they were going to get about $6.3 million. So nothing changes, just some strategies that we were able to implement them to try to leave behind more assets and give them what they needed during their lifetime. So again, are we changing the world? Are they going to, in that situation, it wasn't a matter of coming in. Some people come in and it's a matter of like having enough money or not. And mm-hmm. And we're making a huge difference in them being able to retire. Other folks like Mike and Sandy come in and they're fine from an income standpoint, but just some small tweaks compared to what they were doing could add hundreds of thousands of dollars to their overall situation, specifically from a tax planning standpoint.
Well, I mean, that's kind of my point. I mean, even though every outcome is different, you know, even though every experience when people come in here, except for the warm cookies, you know, is different, that, you know.
That's only us.
Yeah, right. I mean, even though outcome and experience is different, the process is the same. You know, the process is the same for everyone that comes in, which is to go through those boxes and to make sure. But I always love to ask people, it's like, don't you want to know how, let's say like the Kennedys or the Rockefellers, or don't you want to know how these guys are doing it?
Yeah.
And it's not because we invented, let's say, for example, Roth conversions. We didn't invent Roth conversions. You know, that's just, it's just how you do, you know, you turn IRA money into Roth IRA money, and you pay taxes, and there's different ways of doing it.
Yeah.
But as I mentioned, we didn't invent that, but it's part of our process.
Correct.
To sort of explore that, to say, okay, will this work for you or will it not work for you? You know, and so that's what we mentioned about the tweaks. I mean, these are things that just, that we automatically go through each and every time and explore ways of saving people money on taxes. And so if you are, again, high net worth or not, these are still things that can benefit you no matter what happens.
Well, if you're listening, like I said, you might just be thinking about the five check marks: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy. So do you have plans right now as you're listening? Do you have plans around each one? Like, you have a built-in written plan for each one. So you might have three checks, but you might say, hey, no one's really looked at my tax situation and showed me how to reduce taxes down the road, or no one's done this. So we want to make sure, if you haven't checked the box, that number one, you get educated. The best way to get educated, we actually have two guides on our website, because we're not going to be able to get to everything on this show. We have two guides. The first one is five helpful tax planning tips. The second one is, now that the Trump tax cuts are here, how do they affect you? And so if you go to our website, shpfinancial.com, it's very easy and organized. You go to our library. Just go to our library and you'll find these two guides. But that would be the first thing I would do if you're looking to learn about how to explore these tax situation, or how to explore these tax benefits in your own situation. Go to shpfinancial.com and go to our library. Download both guides and get educated. That's a way to, that's a big area of retirement planning that a lot of you, whether you've saved up $300,000 or $10 million, you're going to want to learn about. And Keith, I know you had a recent client example as well, where they made too much money to be able to convert to a Roth, but you were looking at additional strategies for them.
Basically, it was Peter and Sheila. They came in, and I've been working with them for quite a while. The issue wasn't that they made too much that they converted to Roth. The issue was they had too much in qualified assets. And what we did is we took a look at and forecasted out their income, and then what we thought their future taxes were going to look like as, you know, required minimum distribution started to kick in, things like that. And one of the main questions I asked them, like I ask all my clients, is, okay, here's your current tax rate. Here are the current tax brackets. Do you think they're going to stay the same, or do you think they're going to go up? And the question, or the answer that I get 100% of the time, is they think taxes are going to be going up. So I said, okay, well, doesn't it make sense to do some strategic tax planning now to pay some of the taxes at this lower rate, and then also, you know, create a new bucket of money that is tax-free to you to be able to use in retirement? Now, we didn't do a Roth conversion in the strategy. So most people in their mind, when they hear that, they're thinking Roth conversion immediately, because that's what that strategy does. But what we wanted to do, because there were two other aspects that were very important to them: long-term care protection, as well as leaving money behind to the next generation. And we wanted to make sure those were done tax efficiently as well.
Yeah.
So what we're able to do is do something similar to a Roth conversion. However, if those funds were used, when they use those monies themselves, so they get the benefit that's tax-free, so their income that they're going to be able to generate out of this vehicle is tax-free. If they needed long-term care, there was long-term care protection as well that also paid them tax-free. And if something happened to them, there was a significant benefit left behind for the next generation that was also tax-free. So it was a really, I always call it kind of, you know, I don't like steroids, but Roth IRA on steroids. You know what I mean? It's like enhancing a Roth IRA. That's really what we're trying to do.
And I think a lot of folks listening, that might not be the best strategy for everyone listening, but what we're in most of our clients, they can't get 100% of their assets from IRA pre-tax all the way to tax-free. But what we can normally do is get more assets in the tax-free bucket, mm-hmm. because there's three types of taxes. You have money that's pre-tax, like your retirement account, IRA, 401k, that's all tax coming out. You have money that's after tax, like your checking, savings. If you have non-retirement accounts invested, you're more looking at capital gains and interest that you're paying, but not on your principal. And then the third bucket is the tax-free bucket. So the more tax diversification we can create for our clients, the better off they'll be down the road, because they'll have flexibility. Maybe you need $100,000 a year. Maybe we can draw some of it off of your fully taxable account, so that maybe you get up to a certain level, and maybe draw the rest from something that's more tax-free, so it doesn't jump you into that higher bracket. But again, these are decisions that you have to make now to prepare for down the road. This isn't something you can just flip the switch on 5 years from now in retirement. It might not work. So we want to make sure, if you're listening right now, are you positive that someone is looking at all the areas of retirement planning for you? Are you getting all the advice in the tax world that you should be getting? Are you getting all these strategies looked at to make sure we can cross off and check that box that you looked at every scenario we can for you to make sure you're not overpaying in taxes in retirement? If you're not sure and you want a second opinion, pick up the phone and give us a call. We're happy to sit down with you. We're very easygoing. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. Again, on your end, you have to just pick up the phone and give us a call, and then we can certainly get a meeting started or a visit in the books and start from there. Our number to do so is 800-227-7777. Keith's client, myself, Mike, and Sandy, the clients we talked about, that's what it took for them to get started on this journey, is a call. So again, 800-227-7777. Or you can go to our website and book a consultation online at shpfinancial.com. When you're online, you can also get that tax, those two tax guides I was discussing as well, at shpfinancial.com, and then go to library. So up next, Matt, during our weekly market report, we're going to talk about the GDP for Q1 2019. What does it mean to you? How did everything come out at the end of the day? We'll be right back to discuss.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Attention retirees and pre-retirees. Do you really understand how your money works? Do you know how much of it could be lost in a market crash? Are you confident you won't run out of money in retirement? You can get answers by attending an SHP Financial complimentary retirement dinner workshop at Davio's Northern Italian Steakhouse in Linfield on Thursday, May 23rd at 6 p.m. Call 800-227-7777 right now to reserve your seats. You can learn how to build a comprehensive retirement plan designed to help avoid costly financial mistakes. So don't wait. Call 800-227-7777 right now to reserve your seats for a complimentary educational dinner workshop on Thursday, May 23rd at Davio's in Linfield. Demand is high, so call 800-227-7777 today or register online at shpworkshops.com.
And now, it's time for your weekly financial update, the SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
So earlier in the show, we talked about five important areas we're going to discuss if you want to know how the high net worth think, or some of the even high net worth investors, meaning you have more than $200,000 of income and or $1 million of net worth, of investable assets, I'm sorry. And we talked about different strategies and estate planning techniques and tax planning techniques. We didn't get to all of them, so I welcome you to get other tips beyond what we talked about today, because we have a limited window, obviously, for our radio show. But if you go to our website, shpfinancial.com, there's a whole library of content. But in terms of today's show, the two guides I would recommend if you go to our library are, number one, 5 helpful tax planning tips, and number 2, Trump tax cuts are here, how do they affect you? Those are the two guides I'd recommend, just kind of following up on our last few segments, because like I've said a million times on this show, a lot of you out there are getting good investment management. You have a good financial planner who manages your money, but do you have a plan that looks at everything in retirement? Have you checked off all the boxes? Do you have an income plan? Do you have an investment plan? Do you have a tax minimization plan? Do you have a healthcare plan? Do you have an estate plan? Those are all areas that a lot of you maybe checked off one or two boxes, but until you have all those areas figured out, I think you're maybe potentially lacking some advice that could benefit you in retirement. So again, shpfinancial.com, and just go to our library, and there's two guides there. But I'm pivoting right now to the market. This is our market report segment. And Matt, we got the results from the GDP for 2019 Q1. I guess if you can share what it was and what does it mean to us?
Well, yeah, I think we really want to dig into that because it was such a big number. You know, for example, I mean, to the surprise of investors and economists alike, the U.S. economy as measured by GDP grew by 3.2% in the first quarter of 2019, and the consensus was 2.3. So, I mean, remember the size. I mean, we actually talked about this a couple weeks ago. I mean, the size of our economy, the United States economy, is mammoth. And the idea that we grew in the first quarter, 3.2%, was huge. You know, because, you know, a lot of people expected a lot lower due to the fact that the tax cuts were beginning to wear off, as well as the fact that we had a government holdout. Do you guys remember the government shutdown a couple months ago?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so in that same quarter of you know, the government shutdown, as well as the, you know, the fading the tax cuts, in order to do 3.2% was fantastic, you know, quarter over quarter. But there's been some interesting reports about how we got to that 3.2% that kind of presents a little bit more of a mixed bag. So let me explain. Now, number one is the fact that consumer spending, if you look back in 2018, consumer spending made up for 70%, sort of like, you know, personal consumption. So that's like buying Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts and going out to eat and, you know, buying your, you know, Nike sneakers and all that stuff. That generally makes up 70% of our overall GDP. However, in the most recent, in that most recent quarter, only 0.82% of the GDP growth was on personal consumption. So if normally, if we're getting 70% from that amount and only about less than 1% is coming from it, what's actually generating that 3.2? And there was two areas that specifically were that added to it, but also have are historically volatile. Now, number one was business spending, a kind of private investment, but it was specifically on inventories. So it's almost like the it was a whole lot of higher inventories out there, which means that businesses, it could potentially indicate that businesses are stockpiling goods rather than selling them. So it's like, all right, why are we stockpiling goods? And maybe they're concerned about tariffs. Maybe they're concerned about, you know, a future recession or what have you. It's like there's a lot of spending there, which is actually sometimes a negative sign as compared to a positive one. Right. And then also actually exports, exports provided a solid 1.03% contribution to growth. So normally we're importing, which is why we're spending and different things like that. But in this one, we're actually exporting. Hmm. So that's kind of been all over the map sometimes. Like, for example, last year was actually a negative. So these two areas added up to added up to that high number. So in general, it's a real good number. We're very happy about it. But when you look under the hood, it kind of gives you a little bit of a mixed bag. But altogether, the results confirm that growth isn't stalling, but rather slowing. And just a natural side effect given the late stages of this economic cycle. I mean, my goodness, it's been, what, 10 years now, whatever it is, however the bull market's been going.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, again, very, very positive. We're very happy that the top line GDP numbers are so strong. It's just when you take a closer look, sometimes it gives you a little bit of a pause. But in general, we're still a great, great economy and something to be proud of.
So every week we put a weekly market report out on Tuesday. If you want to get access to that information, Matt just did a quick recap of it. But we have a full detailed report that goes out every week. If you want to get access to that, go to shpfinancial.com. Newsletter, sign up. Just enter your email in and you'll start getting those emails each and every week. There's no cost. We're not sharing your name or anything like that. Again, shpfinancial.com. With that being said, Matt, and as well as the economy on paper, is we still have the results of tariff threats. And we saw plenty of volatility recently in, you know, the last couple of weeks or so. And, you know, most, some good and some bad. And so I guess the main thing I want to let listeners know is it comes to volatility.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're listening, that's the one area that can wreak havoc if you don't have a plan for it. And so you want to make sure at this stage of the game, like I had a client in that we just became a client. He had saved $1.7 million and it came in a few weeks ago. He's a new client, I'm sorry, and he became a client. His risk on that $1.7 million, we ran a risk analysis. He could lose, if the market took a downturn, it was like $780,000. And I looked at him and his wife, I'm like, would you guys be okay with this? And they're like, no. I said, well, the good news is you came into us now rather than 2 years ago, because even 2 years ago, I would have said to reduce your risk significantly. Yeah. So you actually made money by waiting to see us, but they knew they were gambling. They were kind of just tiptoeing on that tightrope, and one mistake, one misstep in their retirement would be jeopardized. So what we did is we took their volatility, let's say on a number from zero being no volatility and 100 being super volatility, they were at like a 75.
Mm-hmm.
We brought them down to like a 35.
Wow.
So the concept is, and I'm not going to get too detailed, but you want to make sure if you're listening, you want to make sure you're okay either way. Whether the market goes up, you're going to be okay. But if it takes a temporary 3-5 year hit, come, and we're in the end stages probably of a bull market, you have to make sure you're prepared. We never talk about doomsday. We're not pessimists of the market, but you have to be prepared either way, because an early hit in the market to your retirement plan could be devastating. So if you're like my client that came in and became a client in the last few weeks, again, your situation is probably different than them. But the key is, when you come in, I want to make sure you understand where your current portfolio is from a risk standpoint. Make sure it's not too aggressive. And there's, and how we can take some simple tweaks and steps without maybe overhauling your entire life to make it so it's more what it should be based on your goals, your age, and when you plan on retiring. So if you want to learn more about that, give us a call, 800-227-7777. Just say you want to come in and get a review of your risk profile of your portfolio and see how it stacks up. And if you just want to know how much you could make in a good year and lose in a bad year within reason, that's something we can help you do. 800-227-7777. You can book a meeting right online at shpfinancial.com. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss our final takeaway from today's show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Are you taking too many risks with your nest egg? Or missing out on growth opportunities because you're being too conservative? Not knowing the answer to this question might just be the single biggest issue keeping people from achieving their retirement goals. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder at SHP Financial. We have an easy solution to this problem. Go to shpfinancial.com and click on the link, What's Your Risk Number? It's free to use and has helped countless investors translate their feelings about risk into numbers that they can understand. Knowing your risk tolerance will help put you in a better position to make sound investment decisions based on strategy and not emotions. Go to shpfinancial.com today and use our risk assessment tool to help measure your risk tolerance. And while you're there, you can always sign up for your complimentary no-obligation review. Go to shpfinancial.com today or call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So this last segment is going to be a little bit different. It's our final takeaway, and I think I'm going to save mine for the end. That kind of relates to all of our takeaways. But Keith, what was your big takeaway before we get going on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's so important to know, you know, the ramification of taxes. So we put those two tax guides on our website. So my main takeaway is go get educated. Get those tax guides. Go to shpfinancial.com and just download them.
Perfect. Matt?
We just want to reply, you guys mentioned, everyone's situation is different. Everyone's outcome is different. But when the process being the same, you know, when we sit down with people and go through all of these fantastic strategies that are available, whether you're high net worth or whether you're just starting out, these can help you. So why wouldn't you want to sort of, you know, learn more about how the Rockefellers are doing it when it could absolutely benefit you as well?
And there's so many folks out there that have saved up money and they're getting good investment advice, but they're not really getting the additional tax planning that's necessary at their level. So we're happy to sit down with you. If you want to book a meeting, you can call 800-227-7777. But there's a story that the three of us heard at a recent conference, and it's kind of an emotional one, but I thought this represents how the three of us think and who we are. And maybe a lot of you won't relate to this or get emotional like we did, but I thought it was worth sharing with everyone. So the story is, a man dies a billionaire with a fortune of $7 billion at the age of 56 from pancreatic cancer. And here are some of his last words. You might have heard this, but he said, "In others' eyes, my life is the essence of success. But aside from work, I have little joy, and in the end, wealth is just a fact of life to which I'm accustomed. At this moment, lying on the bed, sick and remembering all my life, I realize that all my recognition and wealth that I have is meaningless in the face of imminent death. You can hire someone to drive a car for you, make money for you, but you cannot rent someone to carry this disease for you. One can find material things, but there is one thing that cannot be found when it is lost, life. Treat yourself well and cherish others. As we get older, we are smarter, and we slowly realize that the watch is worth $30 or $300, both of which will show the same time. Whether we carry a purse worth $30 or $300, the amount of money in the wallets are the same. Whether we drive a car worth $150,000 or a car worth $30,000, The road and distance are the same. We reach the same destination. If we drink a bottle of wine worth 300 or wine that's worth 10, the stroller will be the same. If the house we live in is 300 square meters or 3,000 square meters, the loneliness is the same. Your true inner happiness does not come from the material things of the world. Whether you're flying first class or economy class, if the plane crashes, you crash with it. So I hope you understand when you have friends or someone to talk to, this is true happiness. Five undeniable facts. Do not educate your children to be rich, educate them to be happy. So when they grow up, they will know the value of things, not the price. Eat your food as medicine, otherwise you will eat your medicine as food. Number three, whoever loves you will never leave you, even if he or she has 100 reasons to give up. They will always find one reason to hold on. Number four, there's a big difference between being human and human being. Number five, if you want to go fast, go alone, but if you want to go far, go together. And in conclusion, the six best doctors in the world, one sunlight, two rest, three exercise, four diet, five self-confidence, six friends. Keep them in all stages of your life and enjoy a healthy life. Finally, love the people God sent you. One day he'll need them back. And that's, we talked about that, and that's as much of the planning we do and the much of what we do for the firms we work with, for the companies we work with, and just individually as ourselves. You always have to remember all these goals that we discuss and all these things about having enough money are meaningless until you have the other stuff figured out. And we know, we also understand that everything that you've worked hard for is your life's work. That's what you've done your whole life. And our job and our goal is to give you the plan that you desire so that you can create a lot of these memories like we just discussed, whether your children, grandchildren, the ability to go be free and teach them, maybe teach your grandchildren about finance or how to balance a checkbook, or maybe taking that special trip with them. Because like we said, you only have a certain window on this life, and God's going to call us all home at some point. So we want to make sure you take advantage of it. So whether you call us or not, hopefully that you got something out of that and maybe helps you rethink some of the things in life that sometimes we all take for granted. If you do want to sit down with us, we're always here to chat and hopefully help you. Number as always is 800-227-7777. Or if you want to go to our website, there's plenty of value on there as well. And you can book a consultation there at shpfinancial.com. Hopefully you enjoyed the show, and we thank you as always for your support and for listening. And we look forward to talking to you again next week right here in the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.